And so we're looking forward to the Senate consideration of the immigration bill in a couple of weeks and working, you know, with members of both parties to say the time to act is now and it's time to put away partisan politics and get things done.
Immigration looks pretty good, doesn't it?
It does. I think the Republican Party, after years of trying to stop the bill, understands it's the right thing to do for our economy. And every study I've seen shows that it will create jobs. And I predict it will pass this year and become law after almost 20 years of fighting.
Climate change is another goal for your group, to get something done on that. What specifically does Organizing for Action want done on that? And what do you see happening in the next 12 months?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, we just launched a climate change deniers campaign for people who, you know, 97% of all scientists agree that there's serious climate change problems in front of us. And yet members of Congress seem to want to bury their heads in the sand and not act. And so we're calling out members who of both parties who don't want to act and say the time to act is now. And, you know, we're looking forward to putting more pressure on Congress to take some very easy steps. The president's already reduced our carbon emissions by the car rule and the truck rule, two things that made mile per gallon efficiency of both cars and trucks better and have saved billions of barrels of oil. But there's more we can do in Congress, and the time for Congress to act is now.
Of course, the president will face a decision on the Keystone Pipeline. Does your group have a position on that?
We don't. Our group is about supporting the president's agenda. And I know lots of people across the country have strong feelings on both sides of that issue, and we're working on the president's legislative agenda.
Another issue that people, especially in Montana, have strong feelings on is gun control. And I know Organizing for Action and the president were hoping to get some gun control legislation out of this Congress, specifically on background checks. Didn't work.
Well, not yet, but we're hopeful that that will pass. You know, as
you think
know,
it can be revived?
Oh, I do. I absolutely do. And I think you'll see the Senate consider it again this year, I would predict. And, you know, 91% of all Americans and a huge majority of Montanans all support simple background checks. It's already – the background checks we have now have already stopped millions of criminals from getting guns they shouldn't get. But there are loopholes all over that bill that have been exploited. And so we have a bipartisan consensus piece of legislation that over 90% of the country supports. And only in Washington would that be hard to get passed. But I think that, you know, the will of the American people will persevere here and we'll get something done.
Your old boss disagrees with your statement that the majority of Montanans support background checks. Senator Baucus voted against it, saying that's not what Montana wants.
And Senator Tester voted for it. And, you know, Max and I, as you know, Max is like my father, and he and I can disagree on a couple things, and that's okay. He served the state very well for a very long time.
Did his announcement surprise you that he wouldn't run for re-election? It sure surprised a lot of people here.
He and I had, I think, over 10 conversations about it. And I kind of watched as he struggled through that decision. And the truth is, he wants to come home. You know, they're building a house in the wrong city, I might add, of Bozeman. but he doesn't seem to want to take my advice on that issue. But he wants to come home. And, you know, he's a Montanan, and he and his wife are moving home.
When we last spoke, Jim, in November, right after the election, you said then that you hoped Republicans would now realize the country wants them to work with Democrats to accomplish things. That hasn't happened.
Well, it's happened on immigration reform where there's real
– One issue.
Right, one issue. But, you know, it takes one to start. The president has, you know, spent a lot of time with the Republicans at dinners and negotiation sessions, all trying to, you know, break down the wall here. We've got to stop playing politics. There are real challenges in front of us. Now, the good news is, you know, at the end of last year, we passed a very good budget deal. And you saw this week the announcement that the national deficit has come down substantially and we're spending less and getting more in revenue because the economy is improving in a good way. And that was all because of the deal both parties reached at the end of last year. So there are some pieces of good news, but, you know, we can't seem to move forward on background checks, or we're having continual problems on climate change. And then, you know, there's a jobs package that is sitting out there that would create 1.7 million jobs that, you know, across the country, members of both parties want badly. But it's being held up over petty partisan politics. And that's what OFA is doing, is pushing to say, look, enough. Let's get some stuff done.
This is a pattern that has happened through several administrations, not just a Democratic White House, but a Republican White House also gets distracted by partisan attacks. It just seems to be a habit that we can't break as a political system. And the public is just so disenchanted by it all.
Yeah, well, look, I think, you know, this country is very split down the middle on their politics. And the president's two handily victories notwithstanding, this country split right down the middle, and Congress is a reflection of that. But I think we deserve more than what we're getting out of Congress right now. And so that's what I'm trying to do, is help create public momentum to say enough is enough.
Jim, you credit the University of Montana for being a good reason of why you are where you are today. And why do you think this is a good school for young people who want to make a difference?
I don't think it's a good school. I think it's a great school. I think there's no way I would have gotten to be able to do what I've been able to do if I didn't go to the University of Montana. And that's because we have world-class professors. You have people who want to be here because it's the best, the last best place. You have a university that is designed around individual tailoring of students and spending a lot of time with students and helping them grow in ways they never thought they could. And that was certainly true with me. I was a skinny kid with a mullet when I came here and graduated a few years later and got to do my dreams. And I had professors who took me under their wing and helped teach me more than their subjects, teach me how to be an adult and help me find my first jobs and pursue my passions. And I know from my colleagues that you just don't get that at other places. You know, there are a lot of universities in this country that are great education mills of putting lots of people in big classes, and I just didn't have that. I had professors who cared deeply about me and all my classmates and about us, you know, living a better life. And, you know, this evening I'm going to be at the Mo Club with a bunch of them drinking, thanking them.
What happened? Speaking with Jim Messina, who's national chairman of the nonprofit Organizing for Action organization, former campaign manager for President Obama, and this year's commencement speaker at the University of Montana. Jim, that's an honor, and also an honor for the school to have you. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Sally.